Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
For one thing, the Clowney trade is just a disaster. There's no way around. But why do it at all? If you're going to go out and go all in to get a left tackle and get another receiver who might help your offense, especially considering how brittle your receivers are, with the exception of Hopkins, okay, that's a move I'll get behind, but you're not a better team by trading Clowney. So just keep him for a year. And if he comes here and he pouts and he's acting like an idiot, so what? You can trade him up to week six, right? Yeah. I mean, there's other things you can do.
Now it's kind of ho-hum. Guys throw 14 strikeouts one night, throw 14 strikeouts the next night. I mean, it's just, they are on a tear. And on an even better note, the Yankees seem to be slipping a little bit. So the Astros playing well, the Yankees not playing well. They're starting to look like this team might have home field advantage, at least throughout the AL playoffs.
I don't know that it's that important to have home field. If it comes down to a game seven, sure, it'd be nice to be at home, but hopefully you're not coming down to game sevens.
Right.
And they're playing really well right now, and they're just so loaded. I think down the stretch, they're going to wind up with the best record.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on Twitch. Just go to Twitch and go to ESPN 975, or you go to ESPN975.com. And if you missed any of that, or yesterday's show where we talked about almost everything, including somebody's asking if we talked about college football yet. Yeah, we spent a bunch of time on college football yesterday. It's all on podcastarena.com. So go and check it out. So,
I'm already looking at some. I mean, today we were talking about Clemson and A&M and LSU and Texas. It's such a great weekend for college, especially around here.
There's some games that I just want to watch and not even think about wagering on, because I mean, to me, I'm going to have fun watching UT LSU. The good news is, I mean, for people who listen to our show, one of those teams somebody's going to be really excited about after Saturday. Yeah. And we've got a bunch of listeners who are into both of them. So I'm excited about that. I just think this number on A&M, it's 17.5 right now. Boy, if it stays outside 17, I'm with you. I think I got to bet Aggie here. I think that's a good football team. Look, Clemson didn't look like world beaters. And I know A&M didn't play much the first week. But, man, Kellen Mond was on with his passing. If he's like that. And I don't think the A&M defense is going to go get four turnovers against Clemson. But Lawrence did throw a couple picks last week. And if they turn the ball over a couple times, I don't see how the Aggies are getting blown out.
Well, here's the thing that, with the Clemson-Georgia Tech game last week, we talked about they've got a new offense in place and they were going to run more of a spread. The problem was, once they got out there, none of it was working. Their quarterbacks couldn't throw the ball.
Right.
James Graham, 4 of 7, 72 yards. Tobias Oliver, 3 of 9, 65 yards. Lucas Johnson, 0 for 2. So combined, they went 7 of 16 for 137 yards, a touchdown, and two picks in the air against Clemson. So that game was a blowout. We talked about Clemson didn't look great, but at the end of the day, that's a blowout win. 45 rushing attempts by Georgia Tech. They're down by 30, 40 points almost the whole game. They did kind of what UH did. They kind of said, you know what? We're just going to do what we do no matter what and just try and keep this thing close. A&M's not going to do that. A&M's going to keep coming at you, and they're going to test that Clemson defense. I kind of like A&M in this game.
Another game I'm very curious about, probably going to play the under in it, Cincinnati at Ohio State. Cincinnati plays really good defense. Yeah. And that number's 16.5. It started at 17. So I'm not sure about the side there, but I could see that going under 55.5. I don't think Cincinnati's going to score a ton against Ohio State. And if they can keep them under control, then that's one I don't mind. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in on the HRNP listener line. Yeah, I'll have all my plays ready tomorrow. It's funny because I'm looking at UTSA Baylor. that line's 26. Baylor didn't exactly look like, you know, that great last week.
No.
And I think, well.
And that line's got, that opened at 28.5. It's already.
Yeah.
It's coming down fast.
And I'm also.
Although I'm not looking to jump on UTSA necessarily.
No, either. I mean, that was just because last week that was a bad line. That has nothing to do with
it. I might be
week.
On. I know they covered for me by half a point, but I might be on Texas State again against Wyoming. They're catching a touchdown at home against Wyoming.
And Wyoming obviously value way down on them after they beat Missouri.
Yeah.
And there's a couple that I'm really interested in. And one of them, too, I'm looking at is North Texas getting 3.5 at SMU. As much as I was on SMU last week for a lot of reasons, those reasons don't really play here. North Texas is better than people think. Seth Luttrell's a hell of a coach. He lost his OC to USC, but that guy, yeah, he's one of those good air raid guys. Boy, LSU's up to 6 on here.
I bet we see a 7.
If it gets to 7, dude, I'm on Texas.
When is Texas as an underdog not a good thing?
Well, it's always a good thing.
Tom Herman is an underdog, period.
Yeah.
I mean
the game's in Austin, and I know LSU looked fantastic last week, but I can't believe that number's gone up as much as it has.
I think the scary thing for Texas is their depth right now, and their depth isn't great, particularly at running back. They've got a backup quarterback listed on the depth chart at running back.
Yeah, well, that's my concern with them if he gets hurt, they're in real trouble.
And you're talking about a game that's LSU, it's going to be a physical football game. I read a story today, which, you know, I need to find the link and tweet it out. The story of Tom Herman going to Texas and how LSU was also pursuing Tom Herman at the same time. And basically, Tom Herman decided to pass on his last interview with LSU. And the AD had said, Tom Herman felt like the hot name at the time. He's not necessarily what I wanted. But the pressure was so great that had I interviewed him, I probably would have offered him the job. And he probably would have accepted it.
Yeah, see, so, I'm going to dispute that second part, because as long as the Texas job was out there,
where he wanted to be.
Yeah, and I think that kind of gets lost. They wanted him, and if you recall, Texas got a little iffy on him when he lost to SMU.
Yeah,
and there was some backlash, and then they got another big win later, and people were like, okay, this is the right guy. But I'd been told all along that if Ohio State or Texas opened up, that's what Herman wanted.
Yeah.
Now, if those jobs hadn't opened up, then he probably might have gone to LSU. But I think once Texas was open and once he was a candidate for that, there's no way he was going to LSU over Texas. And, you know, again, that comes down to individual choices and where you want to be. And he wanted to be there. Now,
but it's certainly an interesting read to see everything that went into it, both from the Texas side and the LSU side. Ed Orgeron, like, it's no secret to Ed Orgeron either. Like, he knows that LSU wanted Tom Herman.
Right.
And he's like, you know, that's just the way it works out sometimes. He's like, it's great news for me that Tom Herman went to Texas. And he talks about Lane Kiffin. He said he woke up at 3 a.m. to a text message from Lane Kiffin saying that Tom Herman's leaning to Texas. And he was thrilled because he knew that if Tom Herman went to Texas, he was probably going to be the LSU head coach. Pretty cool story. I mean,
yeah, yeah. Well, and it's rare when a guy who wasn't
Ross
the
Dellinger
first
is the guy who wrote it.
Yeah, it's rare when a guy who wasn't the first choice will be honest about that.
Yeah,
and talk about things like that. But I'm trying to think if there was ever a job that I got because somebody else didn't take it. I don't think so. But that would be interesting because when you know you're not the first choice.
Yeah, they offered me actually the sports map job, and I passed on it. So
yeah, that's fake news. Hashtag fake news.
Definitely fake news.
I think we talked a little bit about UHOU. I think OU's going to be – I don't think they're missing a beat this year. I think they're going to be better on defense. And I need to see how Texas fares against LSU to see how they're going to match up, because you can't really tell from week one. But I think this is this is going to be a hell of a year again for those two teams. I just don't see anybody else in that conference that's going to be able to compete with Texas and Oklahoma. I think you might have somebody jump up and bite one of them, because that happens.
Yeah, I mean, I think Iowa State, they survived. They were kind of one of the teams I was looking at as a maybe, and now I'm not sure.
And they missed that wide receiver they had last year. So, although, again, week one, and they do tend to play to the level of their opponent. So, and somebody asked, Oregon, any chance? I think my big issue with Oregon is I don't think they have the right head coach. And I think you're seeing the same thing with Florida State with Willie Taggart. And I don't think those guys are the right guys for those programs. And if you're Oregon, you can afford a hell of a lot better than that. Go out and get it. And you should have gone out and get it. But they're going on reputation. And, you know, I think they're a good football team. I don't think they're well enough. They're like USC once Pete Carroll left. You keep trotting these guys out here, and you've got talent, but you're never going to be great. All right. What do I have here?
Draft.
Oh, man. I am having so much fun on draft.com. And guess what I did? I signed up for the $3.5 million best ball championship. And I'm going to tell you how you can get a free shot into that. $3.5 million in real money. And the great thing about draft is you want to play you want to play week to week. They got you covered. You want to play this best ball season long, the biggest NFL season long tournament ever. They got you covered on that. I played a season-long baseball one. I've been playing daily baseball. Boy, once football starts, I'm going to be in there every week. But I'm signed up. Get in there and play. Here's the best part. Season-long, but with no management. You just set your lineup and forget about it. And once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. Don't even have to set your lineup. Your best players get automatically started, and you'll get the best score every week, guaranteed. No salary caps. And you get to play in a real-life snake draft, just like you play with your friends in a season-long league. And interestingly enough, the team I got for the $3.5 million contest, pretty close to the one that I got in my last draft. And leagues start every couple of minutes, so you can join one right now. And how about this? Just do a draft. You can be a millionaire 16 weeks later. It doesn't get any easier than that. For a limited time only, you can get a free entry into the Best Ball Championship when you make your first deposit, but you have to use my promo code FRED. That's right, a free shot at $1 million just by using my promo code FRED when you make your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the App Store or go to draft.com. And come play free with promo code FRED.
No one not regular. No one not regular. Ooh. No one not regular. No one not regular. Ooh.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Tuesday. Matthew said the weekly airing of the British Baking Show is because it's currently airing in the UK and airing on Netflix here 4 days later instead of waiting for the whole season to finish before bringing any of it here. Yeah, with this other show, though, that's not the case. So I don't know quite what's going on there. I hope this isn't a trend they're going to try to continue. A couple of little breaking news things. Looks like Ezekiel Elliott deal is very close to being done. That'll make Cowboys fans happy. And also, those of you who drafted him in fantasy and got him a few spots lower than you should have, there you go.
I mean, I took him fifth in two different drafts.
See, that's way too low for him, in my opinion.
I think he's probably the best running back in the league.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, to me, one, two, or three. And so you definitely got value there. And Jacoby Brissett gets a new deal.
Yeah, two-year extension. Good for him.
Basically, $20 million guaranteed. So he gets about $15 a year, which is kind of a bargain for
low-end starting quarterback money.
Yeah, which is probably what he is, but...
If he's going to be the starter, he should get paid like it. I don't know if he'll be the starter next year. I think it'll depend on how this year goes. But I haven't seen all the details, but my guess is it's front-loaded, and they'll be able to move out of it if they need to. But good for him. He's played a lot of games the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Drunk Bevo says, I consider myself a fair and rational Texas fan. I really do believe this is the first year in a long time that Texas is finally playing at a similar elite level to OU. I just don't know yet.
I don't know yet either. I still feel like next year is the year for Texas, where we're talking about them as a serious playoff contender. Maybe they're ahead of schedule, and I think that's one thing we'll find out this weekend. But I really feel like it's next year, and I firmly believe that they'll you know, although you kind of got to hope Lincoln Riley is gone at some point.
Yeah,
that guy's going to be tough to get through. And somebody's asking, what if, you know, Jason Garrett sucks? Would Lincoln Riley be? Lincoln Riley should be the next college coach to get a real job.
Certainly.
And I'll be honest. There's a part of me that if Bill O'Brien just totally screws up, I'd be on the phone with that guy.
Yep.
Although, again, for a college coach, you make a bunch of money and you have a lot of power. It's a hard thing to, it's a hard thing to get, to want to leave a place when you're having a lot of success. And I'm going to give you an example of what can go wrong. Remember when Rich Rodriguez was one of the hottest names in college football?
Yeah.
And, you know, West Virginia was having a ton of success. Goes to Michigan, not so much. And generally, when a guy goes to a big-time top 15 program and then goes to another Power 5 program, they don't have much success. Well, he went to Arizona, not so much.
No success.
Now, he's offensive coordinator for Mississippi. And they
put up quarterback threw for 93 yards.
And they put up a whopping 10 points. You know, sometimes you shouldn't leave a place.
Yeah.
And see, I think the guy.
They had 173 yards of total offense against Memphis. 173.
And Memphis's defense is not that good. I mean, they're good, but they're not that kind of good to hold an SEC team to those numbers.
Well, would you say that Portland State has the kind of defense to hold an offense to those numbers?
No, probably not.
Because Portland State, they lost 20-13 to Arkansas.
Yeah.
But also, horrific quarterback play from former, I guess, SMU, what do we call him? Do we say former SMU player or do we say grad transfer, SMU grad transfer, Ben Hicks? Sucks. A&M grad transfer, Nick Starkle. Sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys, I don't know if it's them or if it's Chad Morris, but Arkansas is awful.
I'm starting to wonder if it is Chad Morris, because he got good numbers out of Ben Hicks at SMU. Now, granted, that's against, well,
it's not against Portland State.
They were playing better teams than Portland State.
Come on, Fred. Portland State, the Vikings, you know that's going to be a tough match.
Of course, when Ben Hicks was at SMU, he also had Cortland Sutton, who could just throw the ball up and he'd go get it, but still, that's pretty pathetic.
Yeah. Ole Miss playing Arkansas this week, and I'm not here to give out picks, but total is 53.5. Take what I've just told you and wrap it up, and you do what you want to do with it.
Yeah, that's ugh. But, yeah, it's funny because I think of guys like that, and I think of, like, Sumlin. You know, and that was the right thing for him to leave UH to go to A&M, but now his career track, okay, and again, I think A&M's a top 15 program. And now not doing very well at Arizona, may not last long there. And where do you wind up then? Is he going to be, you know, do you go to UTEP or something?
I don't know.
To try to rebuild your career? Because that's the thing. Once you failed at a big place, then there's just not a lot of guys who go to another Power 5. Now, I think Chuck Strong.
I was just going to bring him up. He's an interesting guy because great success at Louisville, failure at Texas. It looked like maybe he was going to have something going at South Florida. And then, I mean, if you take, it's obviously just one game. They didn't even compete against Wisconsin.
Well, and they played pretty poorly the whole second half last season, so which is not
a good sign.
They didn't
win a game in the second half of the season.
No, and the thing about him is like, you do see guys leave programs like that and have success at the USFs of the world, because maybe he belongs at that level. But, man.
So what happens if he fails at USF now?
Then he's going to wind up being, much like Rich Rodriguez, he's going to be somebody's coordinator, just like Red McCombs said. He's a good coordinator, maybe.
Yeah, it's tough.
So, yeah, he'll wind up going back to some big school.
And in 5 years, we're going to be going, can you believe that Texas hired that guy?
Well, but that's the thing, though. Look at Mario Cristobal. He got another job.
Unbelievably.
And Manny Diaz has a head coaching job at a major university. Yeah. Willie Taggart. Ugh. Oh, well.
Look at that. Instead of, it says political call instead of fraud risk. You ever seen that?
No, that should be the same.
It's a new one for me.
That should be the same thing, though, right?
Should be.
Theoretically.
All right. Guys, I got to tell you about the Kima Craft Beer Fest, Saturday, September 14th from 2 to 5. The Kima Boardwalk and 24 breweries want you to come spend a day sampling over 72 of the finest craft beers. You can buy advance tickets now, and they're $44.95 a person, $39.95 if you're a Landry Select Club member or you have a military ID. They'll be $49.95 day of the event, so it pays to get in early. Some of the breweries, I can't list them all, but here's a couple of them. 11 Below, Abita, Buffalo Bayou, Boulevard, Deep Ellum, Founders, Carbach, St. Arnold, Saloon Door, Shiner, Spindle Tap, Wild Basin. There's just a ton of great breweries going to be out there, and your wristband includes samples from all the breweries, giveaways from beer vendors and food samples, live music going all day. The Jack Nelson Band and Velvet Punch are going to be playing. Purchase tickets online at KimaBeerFest.com or on-site at the multiple ticket booths down there at the Kima Boardwalk. You got to present a valid ID at the time of purchase, and you got to be 21 years of age to attend. KimaBeerFest.com for the Kima Craft Beer Fest. That's KimaBeerFest.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So I'm looking at my Houston trends on Twitter. Number one, Nene, who I guess is re-signing with your Rockets.
He's back, baby.
Number two, hashtag Moscow Mitch. Says trending with Moscow Mitch Hates America and Moscow Mitch McConnell. Number three, Hot Girl Summer.
Okay.
I don't know what that is. Number four, Chandler.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
I believe Hot Girl Summer is a song.
Okay. So what is Chandler and why is that trending? Can you help me with that, Aaron?
I'll work on that.
Okay. And then finally, hashtag Walmart. Which, because they're ending the sale of handgun ammunition.
I saw that.
Yeah. So, oh, I always find those interesting. Jesse said, heard the ultimate Lincoln R compliment this weekend at a UH watch party. Hey, who was that guy before the OU coach? How quickly Bob Stoops is forgotten. Well, Bob's going to be coaching in the XFL.
Yeah.
Coaching your Dallas team, which should be interesting. But, yeah, there were some really good stories last week leading up to the UH-Oklahoma game about Lincoln Riley and Dana Holgorsen and their friendship and how Lincoln Riley's wife was the nanny for Holgorsen's kids. And how when Stoops asked Holgorsen about Lincoln Riley and would he be a good hire, and he basically said, yeah, absolutely. And it's like, I've regretted it ever since because I've never beaten those guys. But, I mean, it's really cool the relationships that you see develop between these guys sometimes. And I think the one thing about Lincoln Riley, when you look at him as a coach, 2 years, man, that he's been a head coach.
Unbelievable, right?
And you still learn and you get better. And I think the only thing next for him, boy, they keep showing.
Whose stock is – I mean, is there a head coach whose stock is higher right now? If you're saying I want a college coach to be the NFL coach for my team, Dabo Swinney or Lincoln Riley?
Maybe Dabo.
I think it's Lincoln Riley. The way that offenses are trending, if Cliff Kingsbury can get a head coaching job.
Yeah, but I think Cliff Kingsbury is going to be terrible at his job.
Oh, I do too.
So,
man, you could say, okay, Lincoln Riley, you show up. Yeah, we don't have a great quarterback, but just – do what you did with all the other, you know, transfers that you got and just make the most of it. I mean, that dude's he's a miracle man at this point.
Yeah. And, you know, I just think the guy's a hell of a coach. And it's clear that, yeah, that's what a quarterback guru looks like.
Yeah.
Somebody says Chandler has to do with the Epstein case, child handler or sea handler for Chandler.
All right.
I'll take your word for that. Not a phrase I've heard. But I don't know why Moscow Mitch is trending. Did he go to Moscow?
Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah. I'm paying almost zero attention to any politics right now, except for what's going on over in England, because that's getting weird. But otherwise, there's almost nothing here. Hey, I don't know if you saw this story, but do your dogs ever like fake like something's wrong to get attention?
Well, so my big dog, we put bells on the back door.
Yeah.
And when she's got to use the restroom, she'll ring the bells. She's figured out that when she rings the bells, we get up to go let her outside.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, she'll ring the bell and we get to the door and she'll take the three steps over to her food bowl and knock it with her head to let you know, hey, my bowl's empty, dummy.
Yeah.
Let me get some food here. So, I don't know if that counts, but.
That's close. Yeah. Well, and there was one time when mine was real little and she's fighting with the other dog and the other dog kind of stepped on her. And so she starts yowling like she's really hurt and she jumps in my lap and her leg's hanging there like it's broken. And I'm like, oh, man. And the wife was out of town. I'm going to have to go to the damn doggy hospital. So I'm just screaming at Derby. I'm like, what the bleep you do? And after about 30 seconds, the little one just jumps off my lap and runs off. It's like she just wanted me to bitch at the other dog.
Yeah.
I'm like, you little friggin' con puppy. Well, this one's even better. We go to Bangkok where there is a dog, and there's footage of this. It's hilarious. He basically drags around his back leg like it's broken. He gets sympathy. People give him food, and then he pops up and runs off. So he's basically dragging his leg behind him like it's broken in order to get food from tourists.
Hmm.
So he's basically
smart move.
Yeah, yeah, and it's funny because the video of it where he's just dragging his leg behind, you're like, oh man, this poor dog. There it is, right there. It's like this poor dog. He's just a mess, right? And he just does that until people feed him. Thought that's
smart. Smart move.
Yeah, that's a smart dog.
It's like the hobos who you give them a couple bucks and then they go get in their bins and drive away.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, or like the guys who give out the whore cards. You take a few whore cards and next thing you know, they can afford them themselves. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. I always love it when animals are con animals, basically.
Yeah.
Now, if you saw some of the law changes that we have here in Texas.
I saw there's a lot of crazy ones.
Yeah.
Like I didn't even know that it was in the works for cigarette age to go up to 21.
Yeah, that they may have accidentally legalized marijuana.
Yeah.
Accidentally. Which some other state did that. I think it's Ohio.
Everyone should do that.
Well, yeah, go ahead and accidentally do it, which frankly is kind of a chicken bleep way for politicians to get by with, oh, okay, well, we're not really for it, but I guess because we made this law, we got to stick with it. One of the ones I thought was more interesting, it's now illegal to send unsolicited nude photos.
Well,
it would be characterized as technology-enabled sexual harassment.
Just lock me up now.
Stop. But
I guess that's through like dating apps and stuff like that. That dudes are doing that.
Well, it'd be like, sometimes apparently guys just send penis pics without being asked for them.
I can't imagine that works for anybody.
Yeah, I you know,
like who's like, you know what, my stuff is so pretty that
I'm just gonna send it some rando.
I'm gonna send it over, and she's gonna really dig this. She's gonna be so into this.
She's gonna take one look and say, "Boy, I haven't seen better on the internet 20 times today."
What?
And be all about it. Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, if a woman asks you to send it and has already sent you photos, okay, but just blindly. And Adrian says, "So I can send a pic of my gun, but not my penis."
Yes.
Yes.
Although I think sending pics of guns might be illegal too. I don't know. Because didn't somebody get in trouble for that once? Like sent a picture of his bed covered in guns. He sent it to his baby mama.
And well, but I think he did it as a threat, right?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So you can't just send it willy-nilly.
No.
Willy-nilly.
I don't know what Willie has to do with it.
I don't either.
But, the other story I wanted to get to before we get to, well, geez, we only got one segment left.
Yeah.
God, I hate when that happens. Do you see that 250 pigs escaped in Vermont? And they finally caught them all, but they basically blasted through a town and caused around $80,000 worth of damage.
My goodness.
Before they were corralled. They used hot dog buns to lure them out of the town.
Oh, well, that seems logical.
But yeah, if you imagine 250, said about 50 adults and 200 piglets escaped. They think it was the work of a former employee. Because the farm was also robbed recently of thousands of dollars in tools. But said the outdoor farm manager got injured, wasn't able to repair the fencing. All the pigs get out and do $81,000, $955 worth of damage.
Jeez.
It's too damn hot.
Well, I mean, you think about it. Those little things are, they can do some damage, man.
Yeah.
Not as bad as those wild hogs.
That's what I'm saying. You're lucky it was just like domesticated pigs.
Yeah. Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Your Astros and about to get underway again. Or already underway.
Against
nil-nil.
Former Astros mega prospect Jordan Lyles.
God, yeah. Remember when he was supposed to be the next big thing, and
he was Forrest Whitley.
Yeah, pretty much. Not that highly regarded, but he was like supposed to be the next big stud. That was a long time ago. Yep. Man, how old is he now?
Oh, I don't know. Hey, look, that many years old.
He looks 65. So all right, guys, I have to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. They can do anything. They can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed-out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay. And this carved stone's fantastic. It gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less. It's got multiple layers of defense. It's a slip-resistant surface, and it's very durable. It's 2 times stronger than concrete. And they stand behind their carved stone with a 7-year warranty. They can help both on residential and commercial projects. So if you've got something you need done, Allied can also help you figure out how to hang on to that hard-earned cash longer with several monthly payment options. They even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. And everybody's raving about Allied Outdoors Solutions. They're accredited member of the Better Business Bureau since 2009. They've got an A-plus rating. So save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the Allied Outdoor Solutions showroom on I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Project's photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or call for a risk-free estimate at 713-465-0400, 713-465-0400.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about one of my favorite stores back on the air with this top brass military and tactical. This is a must-go-to spot. If you're an outdoorsman, you are police, security guard, you're a military fanatic out there in the Houston area. You guys know I was a veteran in the 101st Airborne. I know all about what it's like to be in the Army, the gear that we needed to succeed in harsh environments. Top Brass Military has all of that. They've got all the goods and gear that we used to use to survive in some of the roughest conditions. This place is legit. They've got the bulletproof vests, the holsters. They've got whatever kind of military boots you're looking for, jackets, helmets, tasers, pepper spray. They've got it all. They've also got elite brands at their store, such as 5.11 Tactical, Under Armour, Yeti, Pelican, Condor, Gerber, TruSpec, and much, much more. They've got two great locations right here in the Houston area. They're in Houston at 2500 North Freeway and in Stafford at 11941 Southwest Freeway. Come check them out today. Tell them that AJ sent you. That's Top Brass Military and Tactical. Find out more info at topbrassmilitary.com.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Soccer Matters up next. Is Glenn in studio today?
Yes, he is.
Okay, I haven't seen him. I saw Victor out there getting ready. So, all right, let's do a little, hey man, bleep that.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Do you remember a while back, New York, they changed their laws? Because it used to be apparently legal. There was a loophole that allowed New York police officers to have sex with people in custody in handcuffs as long as it was consensual.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
No, that's horrible. Well, the two guys who brought up that case, they're the reasons why the loophole was closed. They finally got justice handed down to them after they both were accused of raping an 18-year-old woman.
I thought it was supposed to be consensual.
Well, she said that they raped her. Okay. They said it was consensual, and, well, who are you going to believe here? Eddie Martins and Richard Hall arrested her for possession of marijuana, 18-year-old girl, before having sex with her in the back of a van in exchange for her release. What do you think the sentence for that would carry?
Oh, community service.
Yeah, 5 years probation. The men were accused of rape, but the charges were dropped. The rape charges were dropped because the victim's credibility was, quote, seriously questionable, and the charges could not be proved beyond reasonable doubt. But they did admit to having sex with her in the back of a police vehicle while handcuffed. And then letting her go.
It's not a good look.
Yeah. 5 years probation, though. To that I say, hey, man, that.
Aaron, you want to go?
Yeah. So recently, LeBron has become, spending his off-season doing podcasts and his TV show and stuff. And now he's trying to use a company that he owns called LBJ Trademarks to trademark the term Taco Tuesday, which has become really popular. He yells it on Instagram during videos and stuff on Tuesdays while he eats tacos for dinner. But the fact that he's trying to trademark a phrase that has been out there for the better part of at least 10 years, just because he wants to make sure nobody else can use it for a podcast or a TV show or a movie or anything like that.
He made that up. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it wasn't in the Lego movie 10 years ago or anything like
that.
Or every restaurant in the world has been using it.
Every restaurant and bar in the city here has been using that for 10 years.
LeBron predates Mexican food.
Exactly. Yeah. And, right to make money off of a phrase that everybody used. So I'm going to actually start trademarking this. Hey, man, f*** that.
No, that was around before you.
Nope. I'm going to trademark it. Nobody else can use it. Y'all can owe me a quarter every time.
I hate...
Get Lawyer Dave on this, Fred.
I really, really hate copyright and trademark crap.
Oh, it's so stupid.
So much of it's just so dumb. And, I get, okay, that's your phrase. You don't want people selling shirts, but to not be able to say certain things is just bleeping ridiculous. Don't get me started. I admittedly I'm a cynic. I don't trust anybody. I kind of feel like everybody's trying to scam me. And I see stuff like this and I realize everybody is trying to scam us. Apparently there is a Google Calendar scam now. So they're targeting your Google Calendar with an iPhone hoax. And it basically notifies you that your new iPhone is ready for pickup. And, of course, you didn't order a new iPhone. But apparently you get into the Google Calendar and it's got all these things in there that tell you, hey, your iPhone's ready to pick up like every day. Now, I don't know what they're getting to scam you other than you're supposed to contact them, I guess. And then they're going to figure out a way to get money out of you. Well... I'm tired of scammers. I'm tired of online scammers.
I like that my phone is starting to figure out the people who are trying to scam me.
Yeah, and it's funny because I did get a spam risk call And it was from some company saying, oh, your novel has been chosen to be featured at this thing. All you have to do is pay $600. And I'm like, no, no, I think I'm okay on that. So to all you scammers, I say, hey, man, f*** that. There you go. Go get a real job.
Yeah.
Or be a real hacker where you get into banks and stuff. Don't stop with the scams. Especially because you know who falls for that? Old people. Because somebody will call them up and say, oh, I need some money. I feel so sorry for you. Yeah, don't do it.
They're dumbs, old people.
Well, it's not they're dumbs. It's just that people prey on them. And that's the thing about getting old is that, it's like Al Pacino said in Any Given Sunday, the older you get, the more things get taken away from you.
That's true.
It is true.
You would know.
Are you
only going off what Al Pacino says?
No, I'm only going off what he's, but I can see it. I can see how there's things that I can't do anymore. Hell, I get worn out trying to control both those dogs on a walk.
Yeah.
It just sucks being old, man.
Yeah. But I feel it now at 39.
Yeah, well, wait till you're 50.
The world's collapsing around me, friend.
It's a slow collapse, so there's that. There's that. All right, well, another fun show today. We'll do it again tomorrow. And I know you...
You know what tomorrow is? It's NFL Eve.
Indeed. Yeah, we are that close. That close. Man. Oh,
by the way, we'll have some NFL on our station this weekend. We will have the Cowboys-Giants game at 3:25, which may have Ezekiel Elliott involved in it.
Yeah, it looks like it will, actually.
And then we will have... I know the Texans play on Monday night. They play the early game. There's a second Monday night game. We'll carry that.
What?
The Broncos and Raiders. We'll carry. Awesome. We'll be carrying two NFL games this week or this weekend. And I want to carry as much play by play, but particularly NFL play by play as we can. So excited about the NFL getting started on our station.
All right. Well, great job, Aaron. Great job, AJ. That was pretty good today too. And we'll look forward to tomorrow. We'll start getting a little more specifics on the betting lines tomorrow, since I'll have all my work done. So,
well, I got to tell you about TGS Insurance. Listen up, grab your smartphone if you want to save some money. If you own your home, I can save you some money. TGS, here's how they do it. They've developed a system that makes it super, super easy for you to get your insurance quote. And you don't have to deal with an agent. I mean, it's literally a text message. Text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You reply back. They'll send you a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And you'll probably save a ton of dough. Now, not everybody's going to save money. You know, the average customer saves $870. But some people, they may not even be able to save you money. You may have a really good deal. Now, there's some people who are saving up around $4,000 a year with TGS. It's worth checking into. Just, you don't want to be that guy who's leaving $4,000 on the table. And you don't need to wait for your renewal. They take care of all the hassle on the back end so you can just sit back and get rich. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and start saving today.